So how can we give up unwanted thoughts by practice?
Uh-huh. Yes, generally neglect is a very powerful way. See, basically, it's a war. And in a war, we cannot always go with a predefined strategy. It depends, okay, if the enemy is attacking with guns, we'll counter-attack with guns. If the enemy is attacking cannonballs, then I may have to attack with cannonballs. So our purpose remains same, but our practice may vary. So like that, when some negative thoughts come, you just neglect them. They go away. But some negative thoughts, they persist. If they persist and they stay on, then we may have to do some reasoning with them. This is not worth it. It's like, say, can consider something like a salesman. Sometimes the salesman comes and knocks on the door. You just don't open the door, that person goes away. Sometimes some salesman comes and then that person knocks on the door and keeps knocking and keeps knocking. And not going away. Then you have to tell them, open the door and tell them, I don't want this.
You
have to attend, but not attend in the sense that we have to take what they're saying. And then no. So like that, sometimes when some negative thoughts are coming, unwanted thoughts are coming, we may have to give some philosophical reasons. Like some desire comes, just let it pass. It's a stray desire. We don't dwell on it, it will go away. But the desire keeps coming again and again. Then we may have to have some philosophical or intellectual reasoning. You know, this desire is promising me so much pleasure. But I've done that in the past, and it's not, there's very little pleasure over there. There's so much trouble. I'm not going to do this. Whatever it is. So neglect is one way to deal with it. Reasoning is another way to deal with it. Third way to deal with it is, sometimes some desires keep coming again and again, and then if the desire is not very harmful, we just in a regulated way do it and move on. Like suppose I'm fasting, I'm feeling a very strong desire for food. If I say I'll not take food, but I'm just thinking of food again and again, better take a little food and move on with life. And again, whatever we are doing, we are chanting, we are studying, we are hearing, whatever, we come back to devotional activities again. So if that desire doesn't go away at all, then we in a regulated way indulge in it, not to give in to it, but to move on with what we want to do. That is also one way of dealing with the desire. But the important thing is, the best way is that we connect with Krishna very strongly. Even if it is not through chanting, it can be through other ways. It can be through the studying, through kirtans, through darshan, whatever works for us. When we are connected with Krishna that way, then after that, whatever other thoughts come in, we have the maturity, the clarity to see them properly. Prabhupada says that intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. So, okay, this unwanted thought has come, how to deal with it? And over a period of time, we also learn, you know, while passing along, I see some movie hoarding, and maybe I should watch the movie. But I just pass by, I neglect it, and the thought doesn't come in the mind also. But then some thoughts can be just neglected and they go away. Some thoughts can be reasoned and rejected. Some thoughts need to be engaged in a little bit, and then they go away. So, but essentially, if we primarily stay connected with Krishna strongly, then that center for our consciousness will give us the guidance about how to deal with other thoughts, unwanted thoughts appropriately. We don't have to necessarily stick to one strategy. So neglect may work 10 out of 11 times, but 11 times it may not work. And if neglect is the only strategy we are using, then we may be overwhelmed. We should also have some other strategy ready. Usually neglect is the best way. Stray desires, they come, we neglect them, they go away. Yeah, they stay and go away. Like the salesman, knocks on the door, don't pay attention, they go away. So, but we have to be open. We should have like a weaponry with us, you know. These weapons are there. Whichever works, I'll use it. This is my standard weapon. And most often, this doesn't work. So, this is what I'll use. But if this doesn't work, I have other weapons ready. Okay.